God damn it. God damn it.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
All right, I'm going to apologize for us being a little bit late. They've moved a couple things around on StreamYards, and I hit the go live button. There is now a confirmation. Are you sure you want to go live? But it doesn't come up on the front of the screen. It's a terrible thing that happens. So I hit it. I did a whole new countdown feature. I did our pre-shit. Jay was talking about how he's happy to be home. Like, we done started the motherfucking show, and he goes, nigga, are we even live? Are we live? And I was like, yes, we're not.
Oh my God. Welcome everybody officially to episode 29 of Blurs in the Hood.
I'm so
with me, bro. Mr. J. Washington.
And I'm the angry blurred Winston A. Marshall. I'm like wow. Okay, so yeah, we're here. We're Jay's back. Real quick, I just shout out to Jerome, man. I just saw this while we were trying to figure this out. I'm very, very sorry to hear that, Jerome, man. And
yeah, man. Listen, I do the condolences, bro. We got your back. We're gonna do the best we can for this next hour and some change to get you feeling good. And I understand it's heartbreaking, and when you lose family, it's definitely tough. But hopefully, we're gonna change your mind and put some laughs in your face and some warmth in your heart. Not even warmth.
We got, speaking of which, anybody that watches us on Game Time already knew that this was coming, but maybe you don't. So maybe you're not aware of the fact that we had to bring in our fellow old man. Right,
before you do this, hold on. Before we bring him in.
Yeah.
He is the host of Game Time and like 90,000 other YouTube channels. I don't know how this motherfucker has a full-time relationship, because this nigga staying at home all day.
I'm gonna have to warn Roka right now. This is how we talk on the show. I mean, she just must be in there tying shoes, then, bro. Because I don't know what's going on. Because he doesn't move from that chair.
He doesn't move. Also, he don't realize he about to come on our show. Now we've already had the pleasure of being on his show weekly, which we're grateful for so much. We get to, it's not your sports center. We get to have so much fun talking the world of sports. But now he's been into the world of niggardom. So
he's entering the world of niggardom. That's for damn sure. So here we go.
And we understand that a lot of our viewers are of all different races and cultures, and y'all know what this is already. So
this is the longest intro of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the outlaw himself, Mr. John Roka. John, what's good, man? How you doing, bro?
Hello, fellas. I'm here for the world of N-worddom, and I hope I've come to the right place. The N-worddom, I'm ready. I'm ready.
the best part of waking up is reading a text, not Folgers in my cup, but reading a text from John. Jay being like, Jay goes, here's the StreamYard link. He goes, cool. I don't know how to dress ghetto. What am I supposed to do? And then Jay goes, that's a strike, motherfucker. What you talking about? And he's like, you said it on the show. You said it on Game Time. You and have I was to
like, dress ghetto. I was like, oh, yeah. I probably did. Because listen, my brain goes,
to my clothes.
When it comes to like Game Time, I know Roka has everything prepped. You know, we finally learned to get StreamYard links early instead of like 6 minutes of one show. Because remember that was the thing with the longest. We'd be like, where's the link to the show? And you're like, well, it ain't coming eventually. You'd be like, oh, damn, I ain't sending y'all the link. Yeah, and man. So the difference is like, I told Roka that so here's the first thing, we all have to be present and accountable for all of our actions. Ladies and gentlemen, those that are watching, I know you guys are used to a certain show, okay? But we told Roka what this program is this week is this is family friendly. It is for your children. It is for those in the Disney universe to enjoy, okay?
Nigga, our opening segment is, nigga, what you been doing? This ain't no goddamn show for children. Jesus Christ. Okay, before we get started, I just
want to have the same question. What have you been doing?
Bro, Eric, I'm just gonna say real quick before we move forward and keep the laughs going. I want to give a shout out to another one of our mods, Delisha. I'm so sorry she lost her grandfather.
Very sorry.
I know a lot of people are dealing with some rough stuff right now, man. I don't ever want anybody to think that we won't acknowledge that and be there
for
them. Very, very sorry about that, but that is why we are here. We are here to give you the news, but to make y'all laugh, to talk about Karens and just be ignorant and just have fun. You know what I'm saying? So we got y'all's back today.
You all have been here with us damn near since the beginning of this and rode with us all the way through this. So we absolutely.
Yes, sir. Oh, God damn it. I gotta get another video in here.
Jesus Christ.
We have a lot.
Oh, we have the clip, sir. We know.
Instead of SCN, we have Latinos Blurbs in the Hood. We have the clips.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, you that one shit. Yeah. But we always matter of fact, I want to introduce, since we haven't had the chance to pleasantly introduce you to the show, since you don't understand what goes on here, I'd like you to sit back, John Rocha, and enjoy.
God damn, she got some big titties.
Dad!
Who the hell is that?
Come on now.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Dad! Doja Cat.
Doja Cat. Damn, she got some big titties. God damn, she got some big titties.
God damn.
God damn, she got some big titties. Big titties, big titties. God damn, she got some big titties. God damn, she got some big titties. God damn, she got some big titties. Big titties, big titties.
God damn.
God damn.
God
damn.
God
damn.
God damn.
God damn. Big titties. God damn.
God
damn.
God damn.
God damn.
God damn.
God damn. Big titties. God damn.
God damn.
Sack of those titties.
God damn.
God damn.
God damn. Big titties. God damn.
God damn.
God damn. Big titties.
Oh my God.
Big titties. God damn.
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 I gotta give Rocha some credit, bro. Rocha got some moves.
Rocha
was killing it.
But that motherfucker's nine the bees hurt right there.
All I got to good is that Rocha's dancing like a white man that drinks warm milk before bed. That's for sure. Yes, that's for sure. I ain't dying. I ain't lying.
Let me let you in on a secret, Rocha. The one thing I love about Blurs, and Winston can attest to this, is not just the fun the two of us have on the show, but our loyal viewers, those who rock with us weekly, man, they go clean in. But we are already 10 minutes into the show almost, and we haven't started it like we normally start. So allow me to say this first to my good friend, my co-host, my compatriot, Mr. Winston A. Marshall. Nigga, what you been doing?
Shit, nigga. I mean, look, I've been doing all sorts of stuff. I have officially added old man Winston to the repertoire. If you weren't privy to SEN Live today, Roxy Stryer, I put out there that it looks like Sabrina and Brandon Hannah may be dating. Who knows?
Oh,
and someone asked me. Nobody knows, but somebody asked me to do that character. I had announced that I could do that. And I was like, I put the glass on. I said, look at him. Y'all see this about him? You see this? Look at this cute little white boy, like a little bit of brown sugar. Okay. Look at it right here. He like a little bit of Tapatio on his food. Okay. Like just straight up ignorance. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Uh-oh, everybody we done pulled them all out. Come on now.
Come on now. Listen, that Brandon boy got him that good Latin woman. She gonna put that on him. She gonna put that thing on him.
I hope he drank his milk and they
I hope he drink all his whole milk. He can't drink skim milk when you're hitting that nigga.
So
I tell you what the problem is. It's another Latina, another brown girl going down with white milk chocolate. Make it work. It's white milk chocolate. You can't make it work. Henna, you no good now.
No. I know what you've been saying now. I'm in a rogue home. I understand, but let me tell you something right now. Mm-hmm. I done mix my chocolate milk with some regular milk my damn self sometimes.
Mm. So, what the fuck is going on?
My God! Everybody talking about stepping on the line and going chocolate to white milk to powdered milk and powdered sugar. I've had some of the fluorescence goodness. There's something about seeing chocolate hands on white asses. God damn it, listen to it. It's a civil rights movement. God damn it, listen. We've gone through the oppression enough where you'd be able to smack an ass cheek and leave a handprint and say, that's for Jesus. You understand?
That's for Jesus.
Nigga.
I'm gonna let you know what happened, okay? Okay, now listen.
I lost my career in 10 minutes on this show.
Everything, goddamn it, we ain't lost it yet. You ain't losing it now. Unless all of a sudden they be like, you know, I just go hung out with the darkies like that, goddamn it.
They told me it was a family show.
The thing is about families, niggas is family too. I mean,
everybody knows that I've been doing the showdown, so I've been trading with players. I did get a phone call from a manager that hopefully we should be finally here. You know how these negotiations take time. So
I'm still waiting on a call from the manager about the one thing we got going. Goddamn.
No, I know, but that one's gonna take some time. If you remember that old thing, they didn't seem like they were super.
Listen, hold on, we're trying to get money in the bank. Speaking of money in the goddamn bank, listen, if the kid, you know, if you put into the kitty, you go to streamlab.com/tip. That is how you put money in the kitty. You know what I'm saying? The kitty helps with rubber titty. All right, itty bitties too. Like
there was something you said. I'm gonna save it for later, because you had a great point. But we passed that point now, so we can't talk about that. Okay. But other than that, I'm preparing for that. Me and you started that Focus T25 Gamma. That was the devil.
Oh my God! Let me know when it's time for the nigga what I'm doing.
Well, okay. Well, then let me go ahead and ask you real quick. You old ass nigga. Old ass nigga, what you been doing?
Let me tell you something, nigga. Oof. Jesus then came and took my knees. I thought I had Israel.
What is your name, Jonathan? Is it Jonathan? Do you play for the Atlanta?
Isaac and Jacobs. Listen. look, what happened was we were doing this Focus T25 workouts as a crew, goddammit. We've been feeling together as a family. You know what I'm saying?
The family that sweats together needs to all change their draws.
Let me tell you something. I felt like I've been abusing the soul. So then yesterday we started a goddamn Focus T25 Gammas. Now, if you don't know, the shit is Alpha, Beta, Gamma. Nigga, it's like the Greek alphabet. You know what I'm saying? I was a mega sci ho, not a mega sci fi. Now, anyway, listen, my pledge on the line. But anyway, I'm going to tell you. So Jesus took these. So what happened was we did a speed 3.0. Okay, Roka, listen, it's not 2.0, it ain't 2.5. I got the speed 3.0.
Three whole speeds, Roka.
Three whole extra speeds. Now listen, what happens is you go fast. And this nigga Sean T, let me tell you something. Look, the nigga has too much energy. I think Sean T does cocaine in the Gatorade. Ain't no way you can do all that. There's sweat and breathe for 25 goddamn minutes and you ain't trying to die, okay? Sean T does all the cocaine. But anyway, he got you doing move after move, and then he got you doing all the burpees. You can do burpees with your knees, burpees with your back, burpees with your ankles. You do burpees out of the asshole. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never shat a burpee. God damn it, I shat a burpee. Anyway, anyways, then listen, so we did this. Now there's a
one. Look here, you old ass bastard. You gonna let this? You gonna let our guest speak? Are you gonna let our guest speak? And you gonna talk for 5 hours?
Okay, I'm about to get to the point. Okay, listen. So you know, say you get there, the woman in the alpha and the beta named Tanya, nice little cute little Asian girl, and she do all the modifications and shit. So if you got bad knees and ankles and your hip ain't right, you know what I'm saying? You had to get the hip replacement, and she help you do the modifications. But we'll start the 3.0 with this bitch out here doing the regular workouts, okay? This bitch out here moving like she ain't never been hurt, okay? She moving like everybody supposed to move the same, bitch. The Lord ain't blessed me with olive oil in my ankles. I can't move like that. So now, I slept a lot, okay? I slept, and I'm back home. That's what I'm doing. Hey, Roka, we're going to ask you, nigga, what you been doing?
Well, I tell you what I've been doing. I've been reading this book here about you extra black people living under the earth in another dimension. In another dimension. There is two of you for everyone. This is a very frightening for me. I tell you the truth. Look, there is a two of you for everyone. I thought we handled you on the earth, but you got other places you're hiding now. This is very scary. In the gold freezer, they got the gold Caesars. I don't know what they do for me. This is quite a scary. You know, I do like my share of the black people. I never deny it. But one of you is enough. You know, I don't need two separate strains of you existing in both places. I go to the amusement park for fun, not to find extra black people under the earth in another, and they speak like this. I couldn't tell you what I mean. I cannot do it. I cannot do it.
Oh my God. Hold on, Jay. I don't think that the Roka don't hear them brought the COVID out my chest.
You got the COVID out there. My bronchitis, my bursitis, and absolutely, this was actually flaring up with this nigga.
I was just listening to him talk about all the extra niggas under the earth, and I was like,
too many niggas.
Yes, sir. This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga.
That just
what I was. You didn't tell me you put the clip in there.
I added the clip right now. So I added
you
the clip.
You are a hero, goddammit. I've been waiting this nigga was singing.
I mean, I look at this book and, like my friend Cam, I say, hello. I mean, hello. And it's incredible to see how many of you are living under the earth.
Hello.
Hello.
What the fuck is going on?
Oh God, this week has been probably the best week of all the shows I've been on. Everybody lost their fucking mind. We lost our mind on Game Time. Lost mind today on SPN. Lost the mind on fucking Backstage. And now this, I'm out. I don't know if I have anything left, y'all. I might be.
Let's go to our first actual story and a little bit of serious news. I don't know if you guys heard earlier, but there was a very tragic bombing in Beirut, Lebanon, this morning. And it was caught, unfortunately, on social media. Now, we're going to show it to you, but I want to let you know what you're going to see. You're not going to see any bodies, but what you're going to see is really shocking and disturbing.
Yeah, so here's what we know so far, unless things have changed in the last hour or two. I haven't been able to keep up with it since then. What it was is it was actually a factory that was caught on fire. It looked like maybe it was a grain explosion, and it actually set it off and blew out that city. And the thing that's been crazy about Lebanon, especially Beirut, they are already on the edge of financial collapse before this happened. Yeah. So everybody is very terrified. Both A, they've already reported tons of people being injured.
At least 3,000 injured and 30 dead, I've read so far.
Okay, so they have been updating that. So yeah, as that rolls in. But it's one of the things where people are wondering, you know, is it possible that, because a lot of times it happens in those situations, that maybe there were missiles underneath the factory. Was there some sort of bomb we didn't see? We don't want to get into conspiracy theory stuff, but right now they're saying that whatever was in that factory just took an explosion and it blew that city the way that you saw, which when I first saw this morning, I panicked like fuck. That I thought that was a goddamn mushroom cloud. I was like, oh shit. I don't know what you guys kind of thought about it when you saw that.
Well, I was looking at, if you look at it from the bottom, you can see the different sparks.
Yeah,
if you look at it, you see the different things going off leading up to that gigantic explosion,
right?
So it was those multiples you have. We see this in movies, unfortunately, for the comparison, but you see where it's like, oh, here's a small one.
Yeah.
Boom. But to know that was real life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was real life. You know, that is the thing that's like, damn.
Yeah, I saw the one from the boat. I don't know if you guys saw the one. boat. This guy was pulling right by it. When the first part of the explosion happens, and then the second part of the explosion happens, and the mushroom cloud you talk about goes into the water, and the aftershock knocks him over onto his boat, like falling down onto his boat. So, there were rumors, like you said, I've been reading stories that there was already flammable stuff at the factory, and they maybe set this bomb off on purpose at that factory to set everything on fire. So I've heard a lot of things going through this situation.
A lot of things that people have been saying that they're seeing reported is that it was a fireworks factory, which if anything, I wish that, not to make light of anything at all, I wish that all these fuckers that keep setting off fireworks every fucking night, if really what it was, would take that with some sort of kind and be like, maybe I should stop playing with these.
Yeah. But I think you're looking at it from the older man perspective, if that makes sense, and hear me out, because you're like, yo, can't you see this and see what that shit can lead to? But when people bought fireworks, you got to remember, you had people who had stimulus money, employment money. You had these firework companies that had surplus of fireworks because there were no displays, so that's why everybody was buying them. This one, small things happen. Again, electrical fires, we don't know the full extent. We probably won't know for a while. Again, the worst thing that I think you just mentioned, during this time, especially in the world that we're in, is the level of speculation as to what it could have been. Because that throws so many things out there. Because we've seen how quick and easy people have attached themselves to conspiracy theories. We've seen how quick and easy it takes one little thing to get shared by hundreds of thousands of people, and that one little thing was never even true.
Yeah, true.
So, I think that's the thing. I'm you know, one thing about that, but I do, my heart, you know, we say our thoughts and prayers, but that's the only thing I can give, being in a country, be a country worlds away in a sense. Yeah. That is very terrifying to see. Like I said, to see something in a movie, it's like, man, that's movie magic.
Yeah.
But to also see it, I don't know if you guys paid full attention. You see it, and then there's like a delay before you hear the boom.
No, well, it's like the Twin Towers, right? You see that plane go in before you hear that boom. And when you hear that boom is when you go, oh, my God, in heaven, what just happened? And, you know, there, Jay, I don't know if you said this. When we started, 73 people are confirmed dead now.
Oh, it's up now. It's went up. It's up.
Yeah, 2,750 people injured. And the thing that people need to think about, too, is these hospitals were already at the nth degree level that they could be at because of COVID. So now you add this on, and where are they going to put these people to, you know, to take care of them and to nurse them back to health? It's insane, man.
I mean, I honestly, with the thing that's terrifying about that on top of it is the fact that, like, I don't know if either of you knew, and then I have some breaking entertainment news, which will kind of help.
I got it too in the email. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
I already put a screenshot in, so we'll cover that in a second. But for those that didn't know, like it's probably been about a week ago while you were still in Chicago, Jay. There was an old homeless encampment they had raided over the weekend, and some of them snuck back in. A lot of them were drug addicts. They had gotten in, and whether or not they did it on purpose or not, one of the vans that they were living in on that encampment, they ended up setting on fire, which set the next door building right next to the van on fire as well. So I came running in here, racing to get as much of my like movable, expensive equipment ready. Like I kept my dog on her leash, being like, as soon as it's time, we're out of here. But I was like, camera, monitors, all the shit I could stuff into my car as fast as possible. Because think about how terrifying that is. At first, you're just next to the building that's on fire, and all it takes is having some motherfucker stored their goddamn fireworks inside that parking structure, and boom. And now you really do have a fucking explosion that sets off the neighborhood. Yeah. So that shit's fucking terrifying, man. And I pray that, you know, people are okay.
Let me tell you, that's why you have the insurance. You should get the renter's insurance. It covers everything.
Or Apple TV. I'm talking an accent.
Your box lights. It covers everything. The renter.com/blurs in the hood.
We got a couple of Streamlabs that came in early. I wanted to acknowledge them. Shout out to Corey Scott Johnson. Thank you for your donation. He says, can't stay, but just wanted to show some love. Jay, you and Preach are the best. Preach from Don't Be a Menace. Winston is the best. Like, excuse me, my beautiful sister. Can you please grab my beautiful dog goddess? Can you grab that white woman?
Yeah, cut you off because it was disrespectful. That's exactly what happened. Cut his bitch ass off because he was being disrespectful. His internet went the fuck out. That's fine. He'll come back when he's ready to come back. That's hilarious. I love that. So all that being said, let me read these Streamlabs real quick.
I get that.
Did he come back already?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought I just heard you laugh. That was something, dude. Your internet cut out because you're being disrespectful. That's what the fuck happened. Because God don't like ugly. That's what happened. we got another stream live from Alberto Rios. Thank you so much for the donation. I missed last week, so I'm making it up. Keep up the greatness. And then Kirsty also put in a donation. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate it.
I was like, what the fuck
happened? It was just funny to me. But okay, breaking news. We just seen Disney has announced on Twitter that Disney Plus will be dropping Black Widow on November 6th for $30.
Whoa!
Yeah, this was just announced about 20 minutes ago. So, you know.
And that is on top of another story.
What was the other one?
That is on top of another one. So that wasn't the one I was talking about. So Mulan is going to premiere. Mulan will premiere on Disney Plus as well.
$30. Oh, shit. As well.
That's smart. It's smart.
No, I think it is super smart. Hold on. Let me pull up. I'll pull up that picture.
When is Black Widow for November?
November 6th.
It's coming out on its actual date.
Here you go. November 6th. Actual date
is supposed to come out. So here's the thing. Disney said that Mulan will premiere on the service on a premier access basis on September 4th for $29.99. The film will be released theatrically in markets in which access to the movie on Disney Plus is not available. Now, Disney CEO Bob Chapek announced the subscriber figures and the film news on the company's earnings call after the market closed today on Tuesday. He also called out the 15 Emmy nominations earned by the service's flagship show, The Mandalorian. Yeah. And Chadwick was quick to emphasize on the call with the analyst that Mulan's release on Disney Plus is a one-time event. He says, we're looking at Mulan as a one-off, opposed to saying there's some new business window modeling that we're looking at. Right. He goes on to say, we find it very interesting to take a premiere offering to consumers at that $29.99 price and learn from it. Mm. So this is great. This is what we kind of knew some of this was going to happen when Warner Brothers did it. And I not even that. Universal set the bar for this.
Yeah.
When Trolls Worldwide made $300 million from streaming on demand.
And they didn't have to pay the theaters.
Didn't have to pay any. So all that money was to them.
Yeah.
Was to them. Pretty much whatever they had to pay a small chunk to the streaming services. But still, $300 million. There's no, the marketing budget, this, that, and the third. And rightfully so, Disney, I'm glad we get to talk about Black Widow because, again, Mad Titan Podcast, I'll be dropping a new one soon whenever I get somebody that want to guest on it. John Roke, if you like talking, let me know.
All right.
Okay. Oh, you put it up. I didn't know what happened.
I see that someone says that's a parody account, but it is actually happening, though, it looks like.
Yeah. So. But Mulan is happening for sure. It's Mulan that's happening.
Well, more so. No, I feel you. I'm gonna double check just to be sure.
That's it's only Mulan.
Okay, it is just Mulan. So I do apologize for that. I did not mean to throw y'all off on that. I missed they were smart. They put a little question mark next to it, so it looks like it is verified because it does have the verified trailer underneath. So I do apologize. I did not mean to throw off the wrong news.
That's okay.
Mulan is happening in September.
And Mulan is going to happen. So that's why they mean the one-time event because, again, everyone had been asking about Black Widow. Now, I think we have to say this. Depending on what Mulan does in the first 30 days will dictate whether or not Black Widow comes out. They don't want to do it.
Good point.
They don't want to do it. Because they would rather get theatrical numbers because that theatrical money, you got to remember, people don't see this. I can pay one time at home and watch it. I'm not going to pay $30 repeatedly at my home to watch a movie.
Well, I get what you're saying. I think what they're doing is they're treating it like pay-per-views. You're going under the guise that you're not going to watch it yourself. If you're watching Mulan, which is already going to be considered a family movie, that's like your two kids and your wife. So considering you split that four ways, that you know what I'm saying, that's a little – that makes – about the same amount you would do to go see it at a theater. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But Roka, what do you think, man? I'm so sorry. We're being horrible hosts.
Oh, please. I think this is very, very interesting. And I agree with Jay. I mean, I think this is a trial balloon. And look, Milan didn't get the best reactions. There were mixed reactions to Milan when they had initial screening from the with the press and with the media. So I'm not surprised that they're trying out this one instead of Black Widow. I think they just put this one out. They're going to get what they can from it. It's a family-friendly film, so a lot of people are going to watch it. Like you said, Trolls World Tour made so much. They know they can make a crap ton of money off of this if they just drop it for $30, see what the game is like. And then at that point, you're right, they'll look at it and see, well, can we do this with Black Widow? What's the return? Because eventually, man, you know, this is like I said, I compared it to I Love Lucy for all you old motherfuckers out there. Like when she starts putting the chocolates in her mouth and then she starts shoving it in, that's what it's going to feel like. And they're going to back the whole thing up if they don't start dropping these things on time for the studio. So I think Black Widow will absolutely be next. It's just going to take a little bit of time for them to see what the reaction to Milan is and then make that decision. Because, I mean, I think push back everything else. But eventually, now, slowly but surely, these productions are coming back into motion. You know, Shang-Chi's about to start shooting again. The Lord of the Rings series is shooting. So there's the Jurassic World thing is shooting. So, like, this is all slowly coming back to shoot. So I think eventually they're going to have to get back on a schedule, and they'll have to take the hit on Black Widow so they can go forward with the rest of their movies coming out in the theater.
You got to remember, a lot of these movies that are shooting, too, are shooting in countries that are open. That are safely open to you.
Yeah, right, exactly. Good.
So you got like Jurassic World shooting in Australia, Shang-Chi probably over there. So you have these places, that's how they're able to do it. That's how they were able to get done with the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, because they needed to finish shooting in Prague. So Winston, if you got something, I'm ready to go to this next story.
Yeah, real quick, I'm just saying that I think that a lot of people are saying fuck that $30 price point, and I think this is the big thing that they have to keep in, not the fans that are talking right now, but Disney, that they have to keep in consideration. I think they're banking off the fact that they'll get families to watch. What you're going to end up doing though, what you're going to lose, you're going to lose a lot of the individual people that go see movies, or even couples, because like again. $30 between me and like Kristen to go see a movie, for example. Like, I mean, we were fucking with A-list, you know what I'm saying? So like, we're not dropping that kind of money on shit like that.
Really?
You
look at refreshments, you look at Coke, you look at all that. That's the $30 right there.
Look, if you look at the fact you get somebody in your life, a woman, not even a black woman, a woman who knows what's up, and she carries a big ass purse. Guess what? You ain't paying for shit.
I'm gonna tell you I said that shit on SCN Live too. I fucking put some goddamn collard greens in my pants and walked the fuck in. I sneak in beers. I sneak in liquor. Now, mind you, if I'm just going low key on some shit, I will take a Nalgene with empty and just be like, I'm literally just getting water, and they'll let me go get water. But I've literally gone to there's an AMC over in Culver City. Y'all know what the one I'm talking about over there. Yeah. In the mall. I'll go in that fucking food court, and anything that I can fit inside a big ass jacket I got inside my pants ain't gonna burn my shit. Like, I'm just like, all right, shoving him a thing. I ain't paying $20 for a pizza this fucking big that burns my mouth and isn't even good. You know what I'm saying?
Remember when Chronic Tacos was open over there in Burbank in a little mall by the AMC? Mm. I would go to Chronic Tacos, get me a chicken quesadilla, put my shit in aluminum foil in separate pieces, nigga, and put that shit in my pocket. I got my young, you know, I already got a canned drink. Now I got my young quesadilla. All I need to do is grab me some napkins. I'm in the back chilling. What is you talking about?
Bro, I was drunk as shit watching. What was that movie with the Mr. Champion over here? What was the movie with Charlize Theron and Seth Rogen that came out like
Long Shot?
Yeah, someone else said it right here. Hold on, Elena Marie 10. We literally brought a six pack of White Claws in that motherfucker.
Let me tell you something. Best people to take to the theater with you fellas. If you got a female friend or if you got a woman you're in a relationship with, ladies, y'all all know them purses. women's purses. Like, why your purse so big? And then she go to the theater and you like, oh, she's an innovator. Like, she's a pioneer in my life. But I got to go to our second story because I saw this shit and I was like, excuse me? Here's the story, y'all. Roka, I don't know if you heard it. Here we go.
Break it down, man.
A man who lost his penis to a blood infection has had one new built on his arm.
Hell yeah. Now, I mean, I'm cool with that, dog.
Baby, I got an arm dick. I got an arm dick, baby.
A British man whose penis fell off due to a severe blood infection had a new one built on his arm where he even got an extra 2 inches. So Norman Malcolm McDonald, who's 45, he's a mechanic. He suffered a horrific infection in his perineum that turned his fingers, toes, and manhood black. And he said he struggled for years with the infection in his perineum, but he had no idea what could happen. He said when he saw his penis go black, he was beside himself. It was a horror film. He said, I was in complete panic, and I knew deep down it was gone, and I was going to lose it. He said he was completely gutted when his penis just dropped off to the floor.
What is wrong with him?
But his testicles remained intact. Now, okay, so this is what I got to say about this. First of all, play the clip. Here is, this is him.
Oh, what?
That is literally his dick blurred out. Oh, just in case you think I'm making it up, in case you want to see.
That's,
real
that's awesome.
Oh!
Is he holding his dick?
He is holding his dick on his arm. Black dick. And that's what I was about to say, Saul. Black dick, if you got a, let me tell you something, that's what white dude, this is the first time you ever heard a white dude say, I had a black dick and I was terrified. Like, I don't think you should be. You should be like, thank you, Jesus. Like, but then to say your dick fell off and your testicle stayed intact.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's amount of soundproofing for the level of high-pitched screaming I would do.
But my other thing that's kind of weird, so like, how does that work if we're talking about sex? Because I know part of it, I don't know if they actually ran his urethra up or whatever.
Yeah, you go straight from finger fucking to fucking fucking. Like,
that's what I'm saying. He just.
You like this?
Do this because he wanted to get a Hellboy arm, and the only way he knew how to get that exercise is if he's fucking like, because you know how like your core gets strong from this, you're like, everybody knows this is how you get your hip flexors together. You have a lot of sex, you get your hip flexors. So my dude is just trying to. His favorite dance move is the sprinkler, bro.
Like when you go on your finger, depends on the type of fellas. Like some people are 2 fingers, some people are 3, some are 4, and some just dolphin that shit. When you just up in there like a dolphin fling, you just
doing what? What are you doing? Are you playing with
your fingers in there like? And then all of a sudden you got the dick in there, like the blood didn't force your forearm. Now you look like Popeye by the forearm. You like and just start boom. Like,
yeah. Okay.
Time out. I had to put up a timeout for a minute.
I woke up one day and I've got myself a black penis in it. So I had an attention to my fucking arm, so I never keep it out of my sight. It's right here.
That's incredible.
Roka has no idea what he's launched himself into. So this is a staple that ends up on every fucking show. We play that guy's funeral. I got to show you an old school bit that we don't even do anymore, but it's a classic.
We feel bad about something. We feel like it's ingested and infected our souls, and we need to have it removed. This one just works so much.
Mm-hmm. COVID-19. I blow the wind of God on you.
That fool ain't never felt the wind of God in his life.
Yes, sir. This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga.
All right, we gotta keep it moving.
getting yourself into. Again, thank you to everybody that's watching right now. We got about almost 89, 90 of you guys watching us live. Nice. We know a bunch of you guys are watching later. Please make sure you're clicking those like buttons. And again, streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Let me tell you something. We can say this every week, and you know, just sounds like it's beating a dead horse. But Winston, between running the streets, risking his life with Instacart, me sitting there trying to figure out what I'm going to do, Lord, because now my kids need school supplies at home, which I don't know how to fuck that happened. Mm-hmm. But you know, this is the job for us, all right? This is work, so thank you for that. I want to go to another story that I brought it up to Winston, and I kind of want to get Roka's opinions on it, because okay, Roka's of older generation. I'm not making fun of you, because you can understand where I'm coming from with this. So Moesha just recently dropped on Netflix this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And everybody remember the 90s comedy show was on UPN, Underpaid Niggas, with starring Brandy. Now, it was a very popular and prominent black sitcom, which means a lot of black comedy was a thing. Mm-hmm. The thing I have an issue with, as of now, there have been numerous think pieces about how problematic Moesha was.
Oh, wow.
Now, I have an issue with this.
Okay.
This is becoming a pattern, and it's getting ridiculous.
Okay.
When old shows are resurfacing and getting, you know, just getting recirculated to either A, help get the cast more checks, because that's what one of the things that happens, or B, get people used to things they didn't know, all of a sudden somebody watches it and gets offended about everything and like, oh, let me sit down and type up a blog article about why this is so wrong. And then there are people who will jump to defend it like, no, we need to talk about how this was wrong. But the problem is, we're not talking about a 2020 Moesha being done. Now, and there's a lot of fat jokes, all different type of jokes, things that in the black community and even in the brown community happen a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
People are just like, yo, you just going to roast me, I'm going to roast you back. Are we going to laugh about it? I think we're getting to the point where now we're acting like things didn't happen. I understand there are some things that are just completely absurd. They are just very disrespectful and everything. But I was talking a little bit about to Winston about this. I know I'm going to come back to him. But, Roke, I want your thoughts on these.
Well, I mean, look, you know what's happening nowadays. And having worked in an outlet, you know, you see it all the time now. Writers are desperate to get paid. There's not much happening in the that's currently happening in the same world. So anything that pops up, anything that drops, anything that shows up that they can, like, rediscover or take a look at again and write a think piece about, they will pitch to their editors. I've seen so many top 10 this, top 10 that, top 5 this, top 5 6. You know, why is Golden Girls? I read a New Yorker article about it 3 weeks ago about why Golden Girls is problematic. And so it's like all these things are happening now. So whatever you drop from that time, I'm not surprised that people are writing these think pieces. But I also think, what's the purpose here? Because we've clearly learned the lesson for the most part as a society that this kind of stuff no longer functions in our entertainment world, and we've made it clear. The reason it's problematic is because we would never try to do it now, because we would risk the backlash immediately. So instead of going backwards, focus your energy on what you'd like to see going forward. What are the lessons to take from these quote-unquote problematic shows? And also understand, you who have never lived in the black community or the brown community or whatever community, how do you really fucking know what it's like for people to speak openly and freely in that community and the kind of humor and the kind of approach they have to these issues? Latinos fucking laugh at these, butthurt white people writing these columns about, you know, oh, this is not a good representation. But Latinos legitimately laugh at that kind of shit. And so we're used to being downtrodden. So we take it out on each other. We bust each other's balls. That's the way the world is. So I think these think pieces are just people trying to make money. I don't know if they're 100% authentic.
Real quick, Winston, before we go to you, that's the thing I wanted to bring up. You just brought a great point of who's writing it. The problem is, many times in these articles, they're written by black people. And that's where my
issue, too, man.
Now, that's where my issue comes in. Mm. Because I understand black culture, one of the things we've always said, we said it on Game Time, we say it here, we repeat it, we are not a monolith. We get it. But black culture and black comedy in itself is a thing.
Yes.
It's a thing. It's always been a thing in a way of life, if you will. That was why Moesha was so successful and why people were clamoring for it to figure out, where can I find this show to watch? Mm-hmm. So I don't understand black people just like, well, this is problematic. No, it's more so upsetting to you than everyone else. But that's all I wanted to add on. Winston, your thoughts?
But my I fall in two different camps here. I mean, the first is from the standpoint of what Roka was saying. If you're saying that someone is then taking that and they're going to reboot Moesha and they're going to use that same humor, then yeah, that's different. We're in 2020, not in the 90s. So there's a certain level of humor that you can't necessarily keep bringing forward like that. Some stuff doesn't translate to the modern day. So I'll give you that. The other thing is, I'm curious then where all of this outrage then comes in for Friends. Because if you see how much homophobia and transphobia is in that show, it's
racism in the show.
No one ever great point. No one ever does those.
No, right. I mean, you have that. Boy Meets World is actually, as much as I love that show, Corey is one of the most problematic characters you've ever seen, as how controlling he is of Topanga, how much they shit on Sean for being poor. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on there that you could say that about a lot of those shows. So if you want to make a general sweeping argument about, hey, this is what 90s shows look like, and I'm glad we've evolved and moved forward. I mean, hell, even ABC's Dinosaurs, there was a lot of shit about, like, women in the household and all that shit, where he's constantly telling his daughter she's not going to be anything other than a housewife. He buys his wife, like, you know, appliances and all sorts of shit. It kind of bases it almost off like a mix of like The Honeymooners and like Married with Children is almost kind of what Dinosaurs was like. There's a lot of problematic
Dinosaurs. Yeah, boy, that ain't for Dinosaurs was never for kids.
Yeah, right. But that's my thing. And I watched it as a kid, which is crazy. But if you were telling me that across the board, I'm with it. But if you're just gonna specifically single out like a show like Moesha, which was so, you know, monumental for people and stuff like that, then I have a problem. Give me the whole thing. And again, this would also be something if you're telling me that they're reviving Moesha and then they're trying to pull the same stuff. That would also be a situation where I would be on that same game and be like, no, that's not appropriate. But don't cherry pick. Do the whole fucking thing.
I also think we don't have to be so goddamn precious. You know, it frustrates me about the shows. And look, you come after any show I love. And if you have a legitimate point, I have no problem looking at it. But there are prominent people in our space who, if you go after Friends, they flip the fuck out. And they say, no, you're misreading it. No, it's not right. Bullshit. And even some of the writers, and even I think David, whatever his name is, came forward and said, like, yeah, it was problematic. We were trying to do some things, but clearly it would be different now. And I think there's nothing wrong with saying a show was problematic and just owning up to it and moving forward. But some of these shows, like Seinfeld, same thing. Some of these shows that have all these white casts, people for some reason who consider themselves liberal and progressive just crazily defend these shows.
crazily
defend these shows without any kind of like without vibe because they're too precious about it. It's like it's just a fucking show. They're not real characters. It's not a real show. These are not real people. You know,
that's the thing. It's not a real and people, like I said, we're digging up shows. We're going at shows from 20, 30 years ago as if they're like you said, like they're right now shows. Yeah.
Real talk. Come after the Big Bang Theory. Big Bang Theory's been doing sexist ass, racist ass shit for a decade.
CBS sitcoms as a whole does a lot. Let's just call it what it is.
I know, but I'm saying if you want to do that, how about you dissect the shit that, like you said, that it's in the here and the now that's doing that shit. Unless it's literally the only reason for shit like that is if you're trying to prove a point. If you're doing it because that character is a racist and you're proving something out of it, you know what I'm saying? Like versus using it for comedy, which is what Big Bang Theory did all the fucking time.
It's
to make a sexist or a racist joke and be like, but it's faster than the Flash. Like, come on now. So
I'm waiting for now. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is available on HBO Max. I'm waiting to see if somebody goes through that. But God forbid if Martin comes back out.
Martin will get slammed. I know that for a fact. I mean, the only thing I'm
trying to be the first one to slam it.
Right. The only thing I could think of you could potentially slam Fresh Prince for is all the fat Uncle Phil jokes. But even
Will was always, people will say Will was overly chauvinistic, you know, he had no respect for women, as people will say, because Will was a teenage boy always talking about spoonies and chumpies.
But the funny thing is, even watching Fresh Prince and him always hitting on those girls and whatnot, if you notice, he very rarely was full-blown disrespectful. He was just like, he was thirsty as fuck.
Yes, he was.
That's really what it came down to, because when it actually came to him being with certain women, he was actually always really respectful. It's like, you think about Lisa and
I'm sorry. There's one episode when they first went co-ed in Bel Air Prep where Garcelle Beauvau was on it, who played Fancy in the Jamie Foxx show.
Yeah.
Will tried to run up on Fancy, and Fancy checked his ass like, nope. And Will was like, oh.
What's his face? The Hughley show? The Hughley show would have some issues. I bet hanging with Mr. Cooper might have some issues. I bet the George Lopez show would have some issues. I watched them, and that was produced by Sandra Bullock, a white woman. So, like, I watched some of those shows, and I would get uncomfortable with some Latino jokes because in my head, I'm like, this is being executive produced by a white woman. And I know Lopez is the man, and he's doing his thing, and he's very funny, but some of these jokes, but they're inside jokes within the Latino community that are being brought out into the light. And that can be problematic, but it doesn't take away the fact that it's a show made for that audience. You know what I'm
saying? For its time. I think that that's the biggest thing we have to keep in mind. Yeah. If you are carrying that same 1990s energy into 2020, then we have a problem.
Right,
but if you're literally going back and looking at it in the vacuum of what was acceptable at the time, I think you have to think, like, don't go back and look at it and say, this is the platform we want to stand on for forever and forever. Don't do that. But, like, to go and crucify something that was what it was at the time, that's just.
Yeah. I mean, Ross is one of the most controlling, passive-aggressive, disrespectful, selfish characters that you're ever going to watch. If you legitimately watch Friends and see the way he tried to manipulate every situation to his benefit, I mean, it's all there. I don't care about the lesbian angle. I don't care about he dated a black woman. He was absolutely manipulative as fuck throughout that whole series.
Yep. Streamlabs.com/blurredinthehood/tip. Sorry about that, Winston. Streamlabs.com/blurredinthehood/tip. I'm actually looking at the StreamYard. Streamlabs screen, so I didn't see you. So that's why I got to apologize.
No, you're totally fine. Go ahead and read the ones there, and then we got, what, two more stories to get through real quick?
Yes, we do. So shout out to Fillmore Pockets. Thank you so much for your donation. Saul, I love you so much. She says, you guys are the best. Love seeing Roka on the day. I do, too. I'm not going to lie to you. Roka's energy on this was
fun.
But it's fun.
I love hanging out with you guys, man. It's a lot of fun.
You get to, and Tavisky Productions said it best in his donation. She says, I absolutely love seeing you all cut loose 2 days in a row. Is this a new segment we're going to get with the elder impressions?
Schmucks in the hood. I fucking love that.
And right now, shouts out to Cinema Gorilla. Thank you for your donation. He says, you guys are my kings. This show rules and it's hilarious and woke AF. Black and brown power representation matters. Now is the time to say the things that need to be said. Thank you so much for those words. Like, that is who we keep trying to be on this show each and every week. You know, we ain't trying to just be somebody like, oh, we got a full message. Like, yo, no, this is just real dudes having real talk that just happen to be big ass nerds and who are friends and just having fun with you all. Having fun.
And it just so happens we have melanin and hot sauce and you know.
I'd like you to introduce this because you're the reason I saw this next one.
Oh, of course. All right. So for anybody that's unfamiliar with situations, like, for example, my mom back in the day, she doesn't believe in brands. Like, that's ridiculous. I'm like, mommy, I got a tummy ache. Can I have some Pepto Bismol? Nah, nigga, go drink that pink bismuth. It'll do the exact same thing. So, for example, for those that are unfamiliar, everybody's a little mad at Kanye West right now. We don't need Kanye West, but you could always have Kanye East. You know, you don't need to pay the appearance fee for Cardi B, but you can just get Cardi C.
Oh, I like it.
You know what? Not everybody needs to party on the weekend. I mean, you know, especially now in the COVID days, I mean, you just got to party on the weekday. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, oops, I went out of the order. So, you know, Kodak Black, you know, he's getting a little pricey as well. So you can get Kodak White.
Well, Kodak Black is also in jail. So now we got to settle.
Also in jail. That's why. You know, you know, Kevin Gates, one of the greatest rappers of all time. But have you heard my boy Kevin Fence? You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, we have seen NBA.
That's a good joke.
You got NBA young boy out here in these streets, but have you heard of my dog NFL young boy?
Oh,
you know, out here pumping gas. Of course, let's not forget we had the quintessential snitch Tekashi 6ix9ine. Well, here is his little cousin 96.
Oh no!
See that? We also have probably the greatest rapper of all time. He's in the conversation, Mr. Aubrey himself, Drake. But what about his twin brother, Break? And last but not least, we have the legend, the greatest legend of all time, Mr. Snoop D-O-double-G in the house. But have y'all heard about this white boy, Snoop Cat?
Oh, no. Look at that. I like it.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Wow.
Washington think for life. Yes, sir.
Ass cheeks clapping for those who are not familiar to us on Game Chat.
Get them peaches moving.
All right. So it is time for, I think, the most famous. Yeah, let me. Think for life. We appreciate you. It's time for what I feel is one of my favorite segments on this entire show. John Rocha.
Yes.
I'd like to enjoy it. I hope you enjoy and have fun with the introduction to our Karen segment. Enjoy an ode to Karens.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen, and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
That was fantastic.
Well, that's just the start of.
Yes, sir, this nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga.
I'm so excited we have that.
I'm so glad we got it now, too. Like, I've been wanting that for the longest. But anyway, so every week we catch a Karen in a while. You've noticed that, you know, there has been this, don't call me a Karen. It's based in racism and misogyny. No, it's called you being a bitch, plain and simple. And we've been calling them out every week because every week there has been one. Would you believe this, y'all? Last week, YouTube flagged us for a copyright claim for our posting the exorcism Karen. Yep. Oh. So, as of course, to keep on with the tradition, here's this week's Karen. This happened in Orlando, Florida.
Keep filming. Keep filming.
Come on, you fucking bitch.
Have a blessed day, ma'am.
Yeah, you fucking bitch.
Have a blessed day.
Yeah, fucking bitch. Come on. Come on, you fucking bitch.
Come on, fuck with me.
Come on.
Hey, can you get this lady? Don't touch me. I'm telling you, don't touch me.
It's Quran. I ain't touching you, you fucking bitch. You fucking bitch.
Have a blessed day, man.
Yeah, you fucking bitch.
All right, have a blessed day.
You fucking bitch.
Hey, what she said?
Yeah, you fucking bitch.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you fucking bitch.
Fuck
yeah, you fucking nigger bitch.
Oh,
yeah, you fucking nigger bitch.
I'm not black.
You fucking nigger bitch.
I'm not. You said it. Hey, do you know her?
We good to go?
Ain't even all the way.
We good to go?
Puerto Rican,
man.
Yeah, you Puerto Rican bitch.
Hey, he black, but he likes white bitches.
Bitch. Let me get it, my girl. Don't come near me, please. You fucking bitch. Who are you? I don't give a fucking rat's ass. Who the fuck is this?
Just me doing my job. I got it. But, so, but yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Fuck you, you fucking bitch.
I mean, look, my whole thing is, and this is the only thing I get pissed off about. She may very well have a mental health issue. I get very tired of people instantly jumping to that when white people act out, especially in the forms of racism, especially
with black people or people.
Because it immediately goes to look at that thug, look at that rapist, look at that, whatever the fuck they want to say about black and brown people. We don't get the benefit of the mental health doubt. The fact that there are cops that have actually shot, I'm sure you guys remember the story. There was an old man that was taken care of. I want to say it was either his son or his nephew who had autism, and he was trying to be like, "Hey, he has like he's special. I need to be able to be with him to calm him down." And they shot the kid, not knowing that he had that. And so, like, that's the thing. I get upset when they constantly instantly jump to that. Yep. If you want to give me a story after the fact where it was proven that XYZ, blah, 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 but they don't give us that benefit of the doubt. And it shouldn't be acceptable that just because you have a mental, you can go around screaming, yeah, you N-word bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was another story about the white dude that with his pants unbuttoned and shit at a restaurant also in Florida. I want to say it was Orlando. And he was like screaming all sorts of Aryan Nation this and called Donald Trump.
That was the one I wanted to get.
And a white woman stepped to him being like, will you pull your pants up? This is a family place you need to leave. And he goes, fuck you. And he punches the probably like that. Just punch the shit out of this lady. And then everybody is choke holding him and trying to get him down because of all that. So like, let's just call it for what it is. Unless you have actual proof that she's got a mental illness.
Yeah.
Give the same energy. This is a racist white woman that someone needs to call the fuck out. Yeah. And I am so proud that those black and brown men and that white dude all kept their restraint considering how aggressive that woman was, man.
Yep.
And that's the thing, too, I wanted to add on, which you were absolutely right, the aggression. Because if we happen to even yell, if we just yell,
please,
then there's an issue. You know what I'm saying? If we just raise our voice, now all of a sudden, oh, look at them, they're being violent. Like, no, you're coming at me with hostility, and I'm always expected to keep calm. I just recently got done watching season 2 of The Umbrella Academy. And it was set in 1960s Dallas. And there's a part, they're setting, one of the big storylines is a sit-in where, you know, how blacks would sit in these whites-only restaurants. And one of the things they were doing was like, one of the things that Ray, the leader, said, no matter what they do to us, what they say, don't give them anything back. It's just honor and dignity. Now, I understand why, but at the same time, why are we always having to stay calm throughout this entire situation when people can come to us, be racial as fuck, aggressive as hell, and potentially go to life-threatening manners? And if you don't think she wasn't threatening anyone's lives, think about this. If she calls 911, guess who wins the battle first and foremost off the jump? Right. She does.
Yep. She's what you can see here, Jay, is she looks like a homeowner. Seems like, because she's there on that street in front of her. It looks like in front of her house. And you got these guys who are working, these young black men who are working, doing the landscaping or whatever, but they've got the dreads, they've got all that. So, you know, the police are going to initially think immediately it's these guys causing issues. Mm-hmm. And it's not this, like, you know, slightly overweight white woman who's like walking around in front of her house. That's the default response, which you usually see. And that's the unfortunate truth of the situation, which is why black men and men of color who are young in these situations have to be the calm ones, because unfortunately society already assumes you're guilty before they show up at any situation. And that's unfortunate. Society or its police most of the time assumes you're guilty before they show up to any situation. That's unfortunate.
This right here from Ambling Soul speaks it best. If the cops show up, she can turn on the waterworks.
Yeah. But here's the deal. It's like when someone's drunk, right? Like, we're killing Mel Gibson for all the anti-Semitic shit he said when he was drunk. If it's in you to say it, you'll say it. I don't give a fuck what your mental or all this kind of shit is, unless you got Tourette's, and she did not have Tourette's, that's for sure. You're going to say what you actually feel in those moments because the barriers are down. So if that word exists in your vocabulary as something you've used, it will pop up when you're drunk or when you've got a mental episode or whatever. So you've got those thoughts within you. You've thought those terrible things before. So they pop up in those moments. And that, no matter what you explain away, is the truth about this person.
And I'll be real. I'm not going to pretend like we don't all have darkness in us. We've all had bad thoughts. We've all had things, but what the difference is where it comes out. And I understand, whether it be mental illness or anything else, like that spawns something a little bit different. But like, again, if just as an example, if someone with a mental illness came out with like a gun and just started shooting people and shit, as they love to throw on a lot of these mass shooters all the fucking time.
Right, right.
That mean that you just excuse it and go, no, no, he has meth, don't like what it, no, you deal with it as it is. Somebody is using a weapon. And in this case, she is weaponizing her language and her ability to rule over all those people like that and to say that shit. And she's weaponizing, like, that's not okay.
So, and then the rebuttal to that, what people will say to try to justify, well, why are you letting words hurt you? It's right. Not that I'm just letting words hurt me. If you say it and just move on, there's a difference between consistently throwing it as a barrage in my face.
Right.
Especially, again, these are three young black men who are literally working. Working.
Right.
They aren't just in a neighborhood. They aren't just walking around. They are legitimately working.
They're doing their job. They were hired to be there. And like the funny thing is, as long as they're not actually doing anything to hurt or do anything to somebody, they have a right to be there. It's a free fucking country. Yeah. But beyond all of that, just with that saying, that there's not, like, there isn't a reason for them to be there. They were paid to be there, and this is how they're being treated by someone. So I just
and she feels she can do this because of the inherent white privilege of that. Like, oh, I know the cops are gonna show up and jump on me. You know, I can yell it like this. If the situation was reversed, I mean, people would be going insane. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And the guy said, don't come near me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Cause he knows himself, because the second she touches him, it's on. And you know what's going to happen? That poor black kid is, he's going to get arrested immediately, probably beat up before he even gets in the cop car. And then they're going to throw the book at him, you know?
Yep.
But like he said, we don't have black and brown men. We don't get the benefit of the mental breakdown, mental illness, and all that. We don't. So before we go out of here, because again, as we like to do, you know it, we don't like to end the show on a low note. There is something I found on Twitter, and I sent it to my brother Winston. And Winston replied with the greatest response you could ever reply with: we are using our green screens totally wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to enjoy.
You know, come on, get him landed. Get him landed. Get him landed.
Don't kick the baby.
I paid $30 on VOD for that.
Oh my god, that is fucking funny.
Like, Nigerian cinema is the best. Like, first of all, I like the fact they used it. The woman that's running screaming, have you seen the actual clip from that? It's from a Nigerian soap opera.
No.
This Nigerian dude who's supposed to be like a pimp. This nigga gets out the con, goes, why are you running? Why are you running? And she's like,
ah! Are you all right? Oh, my God. Okay, well, that covers everything we wanted to talk about. I mean, there was
Streamlabs. Huh? Streamlabs.
Oh, there's a couple more? Okay. My bad. Let me hit that refresh button. All right, so yeah, what we had, we already got cinema. That's great. From AJ Lancaster. Hey, Winston, saw you on Video Drew's thing on Sunday. So you know the whole Tom thing, Tom, Platt Tom, etc. Is Terry Crews Uncle Tom? Oh shit! Ooh, shit. So for those who aren't familiar with the joke, Video Drew refers to everybody as Tom, her partner in crime. From last season of the movie Trivia Schmodown. So everybody is a different version of Tom, you know. And so I guess Terry Crews is Uncle Tom. That was pretty good. That's a great joke. Alberto Rios with another donation. Thank you so much. This is for the three of you. Roka was awesome. Better than I remember him being on Collider. That's because the gloves are off.
Yeah.
He's allowed to just
go. Yeah. It's nice when you can just talk freely and not be, no, we can't piss off the sponsors. We can't piss off the actors. We can't piss off the directors.
Hey, man, how many times have we heard that? hey, you get them looks. You get somebody walk in the studio while you live looking at you like, oh. But I don't, this is one thing about Roka that people have heard stories of. The best thing ever is, God rest his soul, when this man was still alive.
Mm.
Big John Schnapp, when we were doing Heroes, we were supposed to do an hour-long show. And Schnapp being an hour 10, you got Roka walking around with a whiteboard like, you had an hour 10!
Yeah. Wrap up!
Well, speaking of which, we are officially 13 minutes over, so John Roka, please tell them where they can find you. Plug whatever you want to plug, my brother.
Yeah, real quick, just follow me at The Roka Says on Twitter and on Instagram. And come to my YouTube channel where you see these two gentlemen every Monday on Game Time. It's youtube.com/JohnRokaSays. Tonight on the Outlaw Nation show, 8 p.m. PT, 8 p.m. PT, special start time. I got Jeff Snyder coming back. It's going to be set. We're going to set fire to the channel for sure. And also we announced today the new show coming to the channel this week on Thursday night. It's called Impolite Truths. It's my new political show with Dorina Arellano as my co-host. We're going to talk about all the things going on in the world of politics every couple of weeks. That show will drop on Thursday for people to watch live, 6 p.m. PT on Thursday night. That's all that's going on. Thank you. Thank you for having me on, guys. I loved it.
Of course. Of course. You guys know me at the Swaggy Blur, THESWAGGYBLERD. It's right below me right there. So yeah, just add an at to it, and you can find me on the Twitter, on the Instagram, on the YouTubes, on Twitch, twitch.tv/theswaggyblurred. Got a couple more individual stories of PBPN from last week's coming out, and then that full episode. I have another one that's already shot. You know, Soul has written awesome stories. So is Cheryl. They've been killing it. You see, like he already said, you see us Mondays on Game Time. Tuesdays, you see us here. Big match for any Schmodown fans. Big match for swag. We were welcome to the Swagathon 2020. We got Final Exam versus the Pride. That's the undercard. And then we have Chandru versus Smets for the Intergeekdom title championship. So anybody that's a Schmodown fan, please check that out. And us Sunday, Swag Day, fun day. If either of you gentlemen want to join, you let me know. I play Jackbox with the fans Sunday. So come on, hang out, have a beer with me. We'll chop it up, all that good stuff. That's it for me right now. Go ahead, Jay.
Oh yeah, hey, I'm here. I'm not used to going last, but no. Twitter, Instagram at Mr. J Washington, MRJAY. You should know how to spell Washington. You already know about the Patreon deal, patreon.com/MrJWashington. My one-on-ones with the supervillains that I've been doing every month, I've had them up already for a week for all the patrons to see. But this week, I'm going to release them all to the public on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/JAYWashington80. Blurts in the Hood, Mad Titan Podcast. I didn't get a chance to record an episode last week. A, not a lot to talk about. B, was dealing with a lot of shit. Again, traveling, trying to work, mentally going through some things, trying to find another place. All right, sorry about that. You're getting one. I got Stargirl review coming out tomorrow. We got to record. This is the saddest thing I got to say. We got to record the season finale of Doom Patrol review. I'm so sad when this show ends.
every time it ends, I get kind of bummed out, and especially from the standpoint that, like, you'll see when you watch it yourself that it's clear COVID took the rest of their production. They leave us on a major cliffhanger, and not by design. It's really because they got cut off mid-production. So
yeah, that happens as well. I will be doing so tomorrow, Wednesday, I will be doing, for FanX Salt Lake Comic Con, I'll be doing a virtual panel about Arrow. So if you know me covering the shows, I've got a couple of cast and crew members is set to come by to the show, to the panel. So you can see that on the FanX Facebook page, FanX YouTube page, and FanX website. Also, I will be doing a comedy show tomorrow evening as well, 5 p.m. Pacific for Bonfire Productions. I'll be telling jokes on the internet. I'll be also acting a fool just everywhere on Twitter and Instagram because I just want to be accepted by the people. So that's
All right.
I want to say thank you so much, bro, for doing this. I mean, I know we should have had you on a long time ago.
No, damn, my pleasure. Thank you.
I think the anticipation and the buildup has paid off very well, dude.
And we didn't even get to show him all the clips, but we can show him our final, our little goodbye one for sure.
Yeah, we're about to leave, and you're going to enjoy this one because I think everybody in our comments who watch us regularly love this one. So that's about it, y'all. We'll see y'all next week for our 30th episode. Oof. We'll holler at y'all later. Take care. We out. Bye, bitch.
Well, come on, play.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.